I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, who is probably one of the most excited people, one of the happiest people in America today.
No doubt.
Because baseball is back.
I need a towel. My God. Cigarettes, baby oil. I was so excited, Chris. You don't even know. It was like Christmas Eve coming early, you know, like I just was like, I was driving in the car, listening to Rogan and Rodney local show in L.A. and the news, breaking news. And I just was like, finally, I was like, exhaled. All was right with the world again. And my heart could beat the correct way. My thoughts were pleasant. And now opening day is not that far. April 7th, amazing. Free agency tonight, Chris. Everybody reports to spring training by Sunday. Let's go, baby! Let's go!
No, I'm excited as well. Didn't need baby oil and certainly not a cigarette, but, you know, I'm happy baseball
but you
is
get
back.
It, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what, good. Chris? You know what? I said it before. We had a 28-year labor. We'll talk about it. I'll introduce everybody, and then we'll talk a little bit.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we had a 28-year labor piece, and, you know, this was 99 days. Really, it stumbled into the first 2 weeks of the season or whatever, or the first week that we're going to shortchange everybody. But it could have been worse, and it wasn't. I mean, I think it was just at the right point. Had we missed Jackie Robinson Day, Chris, and this thing gone into May, I think a lot of fans would have been really PO'd. I think baseball just got under the wire of making a lot of people pissed off at the game. Not that they aren't happy about what went on, but it could have been worse. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, let's just face it. To the average fan, it's not going to make that big of a difference.
No.
Because you're getting in 162. You're starting
a week later.
A week later. So it's all good. And I agree. I think had they missed significant time, it really would have been a problem. You know, a lot of people confusing it, Rob, with the strike 28
totally
years ago. And that's why when they say it's the longest lockout or what, maybe was it the second longest?
Second longest lockout.
Longest lockout.
Not
second
a strike.
Second longest work
right.
stoppage. Right. But, yeah, it's the longest lockout because that was a strike back in 94. And so, yeah, it's good to have baseball back, man. And I was driving in New York City yesterday, and I actually thought of you because I saw some kids, a bunch of kids. I don't know what was going on, but it was at a park, and kids were playing baseball. Not just, you know, rec baseball, but it was like a league. There were tryouts or something, and it was a lot of kids, dozens of kids.
Kids out there getting ready for the season.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I did think of you. But it's good to have baseball back, man, no doubt about it. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got super producer Rob G in full effect, of course. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And, of course, you know he's going to be here on a Thursday because in the third hour of the show is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, which is always fun. And on the updates, you heard him, the loquacious one. We haven't heard from him in
How
a while.
How did he
Mr.
sneak
Brian
back in the studio?
Yeah.
I thought he was 86. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant on leave. I didn't mean that.
Well, Rob, the other big story of the day, and had baseball not come to an agreement, it would undoubtedly be the biggest story of the day, is Ben Simmons going back to Philadelphia. And I've covered the NBA for 26 years. And, Rob, I can't remember a time when a return for a player was so anticipated when that player's not playing.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think it's a little overdone. If he was playing, Chris, I think so. He's not even playing. And I get it. The fans in Philly who waited outside the hotel to boo him and call him the N-word and all that. I thought that video was shame.
The one I heard, it was brothers calling him the N-word.
No, I'm just saying. That's what
was
I just
there,
said.
You,
I
did
just
you said hear fans. One with white guys calling
no,
him
No,
that?
No, no. I just said okay. fans. I just yeah. said fans. I,
well, that, but that don't surprise you, does it?
No,
that
but I just
was calling him the N-word?
I just thought that was terrible. Like, I hope they feel good about themselves. I mean, it's one thing. I get it, fanatic fans.
That happens,
you,
though,
you
Rob.
Gotta
you
gotta feel.
Know that.
No, I get that. I'm just saying.
I'm not talking about the N-word. I'm just saying, fans even showing up at the hotel. A lot of times they'll show up to see the opposing team and cheer. You know, they want an autograph, picture, whatever. But I'm not that surprised by that. I mean, that happens. You know, if a guy's a rival, if that's what you want to call him at this point.
Yeah, I think obviously people in Philly aren't happy. They got James Harden, and they're going to give him a hard time, which they should, right? Which
they should be happy.
Right. But you know how it is. Philly's been trying to get a championship for a long time, since the 80s, Chris. So,
83.
Yeah, I mean, 1983 has been a long time in coming, and some great players have played in Philadelphia, Charles Barkley and AI. So, you know, I get it. I do get it.
Well, I agree. Obviously, it would be bigger if he were playing, but it's still big, I think, just because of the circumstances, because, you know, he wouldn't even like a big question is, how's he going to act? And I don't know what in the world he could do other than just, you know, be there and hopefully his body language. I'm going to be watching his body language. Does he engage at all with the fans? I doubt he'll make light of it. I would think you might go in there and make light of it. Come, you know, raise your hands, bring it on or something. But he's got this grievance he's going to file with the team, against the team. And some people feel like he might take tonight as part of that. Like, they mistreated me so badly. So maybe he won't play along because that might not go with the narrative.
You know what I would have on? I would have those things, those to block the noise when you're at, when you
ear
bring
plugs.
In the air. No, when you bring in the planes, you know, when they bring in the people who,
right,
who
like
guide the planes
or
into the terminal, and they have those things to block out the noise from the
would
plane.
You?
Yeah, I would wear those. I would just wear those out just to get a rise out of the crowd. I think that would be
right.
funny.
Right.
You know, they, yeah. sometimes you see them on babies, Chris, when they take babies to a, to their first game.
Right.
And the noise
right.
level is too much for them, so they right. put the headsets on them, and you see the baby. I think
it would
Brees
tick them
kids.
Off. It would definitely tick kids.
But it would be funny. Would you laugh?
Yeah.
I would laugh if he had the – and then you take them off, but I would walk out with them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't see him making light of it. He just doesn't seem like that type
of guy.
No,
he don't seem that guy.
I don't know when the
guy,
last time
yeah.
he made light of anything that we've seen publicly. But we'll see. We'll get to a little more of that later. They're starting in about 30 minutes or so. But let's get to this. Obviously, Rob – these are two top teams in the East, even though the Nets are the eighth seed. I mean, we all know that that's just because of lack of health and Kyrie not being vaccinated and playing at home games and all that stuff. But they're two top teams. And Philadelphia obviously has looked great. They're 5-0 with James Harden. And you got a guard, a great guard, one of the top guards in the league in Harden. And either the number one or number two big in the league, depending on your preference, really. Is it Embiid or Jokic? I like Embiid more, but, you know, some may like Jokic more. But that has led to some people in Philadelphia, Rob, comparing Harden and Embiid to Shaq and Kobe, who we know won three championships with the Lakers. They have one of the three three-peats in NBA history since Bill Russell. The other two belong to Michael Jordan. And Shaq wasn't happy on his podcast when someone brought to his attention that this could be the second coming of Kobe Shaq. Here he is.
Right here, right now, would you be willing to crown Embiid and Harden as the next Shaq and Kobe?
No.
Ooh. Not yet? No. Or like, does it have potential or what?
No,
because they're two veterans. Like Shaq and Kobe came together. Kobe was a kid. Shaq was like the new big superstar and they grew up in that together. Like mm-hmm. Harden been around the block. He been over the river and through the woods. No.
And we won 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Like if you win,
they might win.
You win 2 in
if
a row.
If they win one, would they be in the conversation?
No, hell no. Not off 1 year. Me and Kobe had 8 years of damage together. No, not even close. Stop it.
If they won one championship, would they be
no.
in conversation?
Listen, N-O, H-N-O, and F-N-O. Figure it out.
Shaq is right on. I don't know who the woman was or the guy doing the interview.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear it.
Yeah, but Shaq is right on, spot on. Stop. Can we stop? Like this over, you can't compare guys playing 5 games together compared to a duo that won 3 straight. You just said it, Chris, how infrequently winning 3 championships in a row is. LeBron had the big 3 in Miami. They couldn't even win 3 in a row together. It is extremely hard to win and to win like that. So I just think to even start that conversation is way premature. I know people want to have stuff to talk about, and I can understand Philly fans, Chris, being excited and hopeful, but James Harden's history doesn't automatically mean you're winning anything. That's the other part that I think people have ignored, is right. that he's played with a ton of great players.
Right.
And they haven't won anything.
Yeah, I hear, obviously, it's premature. I mean, 5 games together, who knows what these guys are going to do. Maybe a more appropriate comparison for Philly fans would be Dr. J and Moses Malone. You know, because, though, in fact, those are the two that delivered Philadelphia's last NBA championship, 1983. And Moses was the reigning MVP. Hadn't been able to get over the hump and win a championship. Dr. J had led the Sixers to 3 finals, Rob. 3 trips to the NBA Finals and another two to the Eastern Conference Finals. He couldn't get over the hump. Now, he had won two rings already in the ABA. But they came together and ran through the league. They swept Showtime in the finals. I think that should be something Philly fans are looking at. But Shaq, Kobe, look, they will never be Shaq and Kobe because you're talking about arguably two of the top 10 players ever. And if one of them is out of the top 10, I mean, you're definitely talking about two of the like top 12 players ever. Shaq and Kobe are both in the top 12, if not the top 10, depending on, you know, people's rankings, but they're both in the top 12. Embiid and Harden won't get there for sure. He's not going to be a top 10 player. And I doubt Embiid will. I like Embiid a lot. I do think he can be, you know, an all-time great center. He's obviously not facing the competition that Shaq and Ewing and Olajuwon and Kareem and Wilt and all these guys faced, because there were a bunch of legitimate bigs back then who were great. But that dude is bad. Like, I would have loved to see him and Shaq go out. The game's different. His game is very perimeter-oriented. Right. Shaq, if he came up today as big and powerful and strong as Shaq was, if he were coming up in today's game, I know he'd still be dominant down low, but he'd have some perimeter skills too, because he has that. I mean, you remember, Rob, how athletic Shaq was when he came into the league, leading the break at times, can dribble. You know, like, he can do things people don't know because he was smart. He said, look, this is what's going to pay the bills and win the rings, me dunking on folks. So he didn't worry about doing all that perimeter stuff for the most part. But so they won't be Shaq and Kobe. But, Rob, I think they're the best duo in the NBA. I really do. I mean, LeBron obviously is older and Anthony Davis is injured. Kyrie's out right now. And to me, of those four, Kyrie's the fourth best of Embiid, Harden, Durant, and Kyrie. Kyrie's fourth best. So I think Philly's got a better duo than Brooklyn. So we'll see. I mean, they got to win rings. Like I said, they'll never – I can't imagine they'll be recognized ever like Shaq and Kobe. I don't imagine them winning three straight. But I do think they can – you know, have a nice run. And Rob, like I said before, it's going to come down to this. How James Harden, and to a lesser extent, Embiid and the other Sixers handle adversity. Harden, there's nothing he can do in these next 18 games or whatever it is remaining, Rob, to make us go, wow. We can be impressed. We can be like, James Harden is back. What's he going to do in game 6? What's he going to do in game 7? That's what it comes down to. And if he balls out, then more power to him. And he'll get his love and his props. But that's what it's going to come down to for Philly before you can even think about putting them in the same conversation as Shaq and Kobe.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to some football. Obviously, a lot going on there. Quarterbacks getting traded left and right. And not just quarterbacks. Khalil Mack, Rob, one of the best defensive players in the league, six-time Pro Bowler, has been traded from Chicago to the Los Angeles Chargers. And that's huge for them. Their offense was top five last year with Justin Herbert. Defense and Brandon Staley, the fourth down king. That's what I'll call him right now.
Yeah, call him that, Chris, because I call him ridiculous. How's that?
You'll call him the fourth down something, but it won't be King, yeah, right?
You know it won't be King. Not because they didn't make the playoffs, and that team, Chris, you just said it, with the fifth best offense in the league, didn't make the playoffs? No.
Well, sorry. And the defense struggled. The defense was bad. It was 29th in the league in overall defense. And Staley's claim to fame was supposed to be defense. He was the defensive coordinator, of course, with the Rams. So, you know, we'll see if they turn around. But this is a good get. Obviously, Khalil Mack can still play. You know, it was banged up a little last year, only played seven games. But this year, I assume he'll, you know, you'd think he'd have a bounce back year. He's still, I believe, a great player. So we will see. But here's the thing I want to throw at you. Because I've started to hear this from places. You know, I've called Mahomes Jordan-esque. I think he has GOAT potential. Obviously, he's gonna put up a lot of individual numbers, but it's gonna come down to Super Bowl rings. Not seven necessarily, but you know, can he even get in the discussion? He's gotta win a ton. What, four at least?
Gotta win at least, four at least to get to Joe Montana. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like you got to get there to be in that conversation. If you can't get there, it's real hard. Or if he would go 3-1 and shatter all the records, then you could maybe have a conversation.
Maybe. Because Brady won so many. It's just
no, but I'm saying, but he would have to shatter, like, say he won five MVPs in a row.
He's
going to
destroy their records. And Brady, obviously,
I'm saying, like, something like that. You know, like, where he catches fire in the middle of his career and wins. The way Aaron won two at the end of his career, what if Patrick wins four in a row, at one stretch, if he gets back to that?
No, I hear you on that. I think he probably, Rob, needs at least four, probably. Probably four. He's already 1-1, so that will be getting to five, winning four. That and like you said, if he, you know, has a ton of individual records, then
yeah,
I think
if he doesn't, you're probably right. If he doesn't get to at least four, it just would be hard to make that conversation.
Right, right. But anyway, what a lot of people are saying, and there's truth to this. Obviously, when Brady was in New England, they dominated the AFC East, which was weak.
No. AFC Least. Call it what it was. The AFC Least.
It was weak. Buffalo obviously was in a down.
The Jets were terrible.
The Jets had here and there, they were okay. But for the
Dolphins
most part,
were bad.
They were bad. The Dolphins were bad. And what that enabled Brady and the Pats to do was get a lot of buys. And we know how important the buy was to him in winning Super Bowls.
Because, Chris, all you got to do when you get that buy is win two games and you're in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a big advantage to just have to win two.
Yep. And now things have changed. They've obviously expanded the playoffs to seven teams in each conference, and only the number one seed gets the bye now. So it's going to be tougher on Mahomes in that respect anyway. But now, Rob, whereas Brady had a weak division to dominate, Aaron Rodgers has largely the same thing, not quite as weak maybe.
No, because the Bears won the division a couple times.
Yeah,
the Vikings
Bears been
won.
Okay. Vikings have been okay.
A couple.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Years. Yeah, right, a couple right. of years.
Not folks. Quite as bad as the AFC East. Right. But Mahomes is going to have a tough road to hoe in that division now, the AFC West. I mean, you got Russell Wilson in Denver. And you know, last year, everybody raved about Denver outside of the quarterback. So they got a top quarterback. They should, at least in theory, be a contender. I think they will be. The Chargers are a legit playoff contender, if not more. And then the Raiders are nothing to sneeze at with Derek Carr. So do you think, Rob, that this hinders Mahomes' ability to even get in that GOAT conversation? I mean, we've talked about four rings as if it's not easy
it
to
ain't
do, but, you know.
Easy, no.
Right,
it,
right.
It,
but
it,
it's going to be – Is it? Do you think now that may even be off the table for him just because of how tough the division is?
You can't say off the table, but a lot of things are not going his way. Not only that, Andy Reid isn't getting younger, Chris. He's getting older, so he's not going to be there, right? There's going to be turnover. Players moving on. But the division has gotten tougher, and you got younger. I mean, he's young, but younger guys than him who are stars. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and then you got Wilson joining the division, and he's a proven guy who's been to two Super Bowls in his own right. So the competition is only gotten better. And you got to face those guys. You would feel fortunate, Chris, to split every year with those guys. Ain't no more of just automatically chalking up, you know, two wins against division rivals. You'd be happy
to
split.
They don't have to do more than split.
No, I know, but
yeah,
you
gonna
might
have to be some of them too, but you're right.
But you might have to accept that you're going to split with a couple of them. Is what you might sweep the Raiders, but you might have to accept splitting with some of these other ones,
right,
is what I'm saying. And then beating up your out-of-conference schedule or the also-rans.
Right.
You know, like,
right,
you'd have to do that and say, okay, we only got four losses this year, but three are in the division. Let's just be honest.
Right.
Three might be in the division.
Yeah, the Chargers have given them trouble already with Herbert. I mean, they
beat them last year in Kansas City, right?
Now, one time Mahomes didn't play. Mahomes is 2-1 against them, against Herbert, but it's 2-2 overall. But, look, the Rams came out of the toughest division in the league and won it, right? Won the whole shebang. So it's certainly, I think it's a little overblown. I think, Rob, it's easy to look at Brady. And, yeah, they did get the bye. So that's a tangible benefit that they got. They got all those byes. But the bottom line is, in today's NFL, with the new rules, the new, you know, playoff teams, you're not getting that bye. Nobody's going to be getting the bye, I don't believe, that consistently.
Not consistently, no.
Yeah. I mean, so you're going to have a tougher road. It does. You got to win more games than Brady had to. But remember, Rob, when Patrick Mahomes signed that big contract, he left money on the table. Why? So they would go out and get better players, right? So he's got to hold their feet to the fire. He's got to be like, and he didn't, to me, that's where he made the mistake of not giving himself some outs. You know what I mean? So you can
that's a Kansas City friendly contract.
Right.
I mean, he has no outs, but they have outs.
Right, right. And that's, I don't know why he did it that way. I get not only wanting security, but you're happy where you're at, but definitely leave yourself some outs so you can hold their feet to the fire. Obviously, the famous case of that is LeBron in Cleveland, right? 1-year deals. So you better put some people around me. And so I just think that's going to be the key. They got to be able to keep these great players they have and build around, you know, add to them every year. Because as you said, I mean, the AFC overall, and particularly their own division, is going to be tough. But hey, if you want to be the GOAT or even in that conversation, Rob, that's what you got to do. I mean, Michael Jordan had to, I mean, he didn't even get through some of them, but he had to go through the Celtics, go through the Pistons.
And the Celtics and the Pistons were some of the best teams that the NBA had.
Ever.
And and especially the Celtics had, what, three Hall of Famers on that squad?
More than that, actually, because Dennis Johnson, you know, they had what people viewed as a big three with Bird, McHale, and Parrish. But Dennis Johnson's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Dennis Johnson too. But he had to fight his way through it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He didn't beat him, but he had to fight his way. That delayed his winning, and that's what we're talking about. That delayed 7 years. Had he been in another situation or circumstance, or not playing against those guys, so you never know at that time. But you're right. Cream rises to the top. So if it's meant to be, and you're that guy,
right,
then you'll fight through it and you'll be able to overcome it, but it will be a battle. I don't know how anybody can look at that division and automatically say, oh yeah, Kansas City's going to win every year. I don't think that's even close to being true.
No, I agree. I mean, look, it's early. We'll make our picks a long way from now. Right now I'm thinking of Kansas City as the favorite, but you're right. They're not going to automatically be penciled in as that. I mean, Denver, I do think Denver is really legit, really good. And the Chargers
are due. I'm not there yet, but and the Chargers, and it just depends. Chris, you're right. They got to get better, and they don't need to be. a top 10 defense with the offense they have. They just need to be middle of the pack, decent, top 15 defense. You can't be 29th or whatever they were. Just if you're 15th, Chris, you got a chance because you got a dynamic quarterback. You do.
No doubt. And look, Staley, again, that's supposed to be his calling card, his defense. And then you've added Khalil Mack. So
and if we'll Staley see. Takes a couple of field goals, you might even win a game or two more.
But the other thing is this, Rob. And I think, obviously, Burrow, you got to think he's special. Justin
no
Herbert
guarantee that they
special.
Even win that division, though, Chris. You know, like.
Right. Well, and my point is, Rob, who didn't think Carson Wentz was special a few years ago?
Right. There's no
And I think Lamar still is special, but he's had a couple of – he's gotten
– Yeah, last year I can't look at it because he got hurt.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He played, he hasn't been – I mean, he still played, what, 11, 12 games. Yeah. He hasn't – he's declined a little. Now, he still played well. It's not like he's become
Carson
Wentz.
He got off to a great start, if you remember, and they had so many people with COVID, so many injuries. You remember at one point – they lost three running backs in their final preseason. I mean, and I'm not making excuses for them.
They were hit hard by
you remember,
COVID.
They just had
There's
a lot.
No doubt about
yeah,
that.
A lot of stuff was happening. So I'm going to give them a mulligan on last season. And I want to see, I need this year coming up to get a real look at him before I'm going to say which way he's headed. You know, like, did he peak out already? Is he going the other way? Or because I remember.
I mean, it wasn't like he's played, he hasn't played poorly.
No, I know what you're saying.
He just hasn't played up to that MVP level.
No, that MVP
He still made the Pro
incredible.
Bowl last year. Now, yeah. I know the Pro Bowl, you know, that can be crazy.
But not all pro.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day I'm hustling.
He is hustling. He's the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, SiriusXM NBA radio host, and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? We got to hurry up, man. Y'all watching this game? This and that NBA rivalry right here.
Wow.
Let's go to it. Yeah. Hey, it is feisty. You've seen Durant go at it with Embiid.
I love the fact
that Kyrie's guarding Harden.
Come on, Antonio. This is basketball, 1990.
Okay, so today on our radio show, we talked about the fact that NBA rivalries don't exist anymore.
Right.
Like, they just don't exist. Like, they're
sad.
Like, if I told you right now, this is one of the reasons that fans had such an issue with KD leaving. Because at the time, you saw Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and those guys possibly meeting up with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green for years to come.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
This has the potential to be the next hottest NBA rivalry, Philly and Brooklyn.
Let me ask you, why do you think there haven't been rivals? Do you think it's just because guys are leaving places so often to team up with other stars? Or
was it AAU and they all know each other?
There you go. Yep, that's right. I think
they all played together.
Number one, guys don't stay places much. You know what I mean? Guys aren't staying. You know, Kevin Durant was in Oklahoma City, left Oklahoma City, then he went to Golden State, left Golden State, then went to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, LeBron. LeBron was in Cleveland, then Miami, then back to Cleveland. Then, you know what I mean? So the stars aren't staying anymore. But I don't know which one of you guys said that. I think it was Rob. Yeah. But I think AAU has a bit, it's huge. Because you think about it, guys start playing together when they're freshmen in high school. You know, eighth, ninth grade. So now you're cool with each other all the way up, and then when you guys make it to the NBA, like, man, they expect us to hate each other now? Like, we've been boys since we were kids. You know, I mean, we've been hooping together. Like, it's amazing to watch the Zion and Ja. People kept trying to make Zion and Ja hate each other so much when they played together at AAU basketball. So it wasn't going to happen.
And those two, you know, they're from the same state, at least. That's somewhat understandable. But now you got it right across the country. You might be from Ohio, somebody else from California, and you're boys.
And you play with them, or you know them.
Oh, for sure. Because just because you're in Ohio doesn't mean you play with Team Ohio.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can be with Ohio and play with Team Cali. You can be with Cali and play with Team Ohio. So, yeah, that's a big reason, I think, as to why. Along with the fact of, I feel like a lot of these rivalries have to start in the postseason.
No, finish your thought. I'm sorry.
No worries. Like, it's the only rivalries now are geographic rivalries. You know, the Knicks and the Nets, or the Lakers and the Clippers. But these teams haven't really met in the playoffs that made it something where it's like real bad blood, like you see right now going on with Philly and Brooklyn.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about Philly and Brooklyn. And, I mean, I know people want to see this game. I didn't think it was a measuring stick because Brooklyn doesn't have one of its big players. I mean, at some point when they meet again down the road in the playoffs, what will you take away from this? And obviously the game's not over, you know, but what if you're the Nets and you win this game easily, I'm sure you got to feel thrilled that you don't have your third guy. And if you're Philly, what do you take away from this, Antonio?
I tell you, as an analyst, what I looked at to start this game, I wanted to see how James Harden showed up on the big stage.
Yeah, the big game.
That was my biggest thing. You know what Kyrie Irving's going to do. You know what Kevin Durant's going to do. You know what Joel Embiid's going to do. Not my sole purpose. One of the biggest things I was looking at watching this game was what version of James Harden are you going to – because this is a playoff atmosphere game. This is a game seven game right here. So I want to see what version of James Harden shows up for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, Antonio, so far, that's the 1-for-11 five-point version.
Wait a minute. Exactly. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, because they also D'd up on him, Kyrie.
Well, I love that Kyrie is taking on. And we know Kyrie's not a great defender, but he's getting after it and just showing that heart. And I'm with you, Antonio. I actually think, and we may be getting a taste of it tonight, I think that's the question of the year for Philly. Because they can look great in the regular season, right? What is Harden going to do? And to a lesser extent, Embiid and some of the others, too, when adversity hits. And that is
and that's what I said a couple weeks ago. Right. Same thing I said. That's what you want to see. What does it look like when adversity hits or the pressure rises?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because and if it's in a regular season and you're playing the Knicks, or if it's in a regular season and you're playing Charlotte or whatever it may be, and you guys are playing great, that's fantastic.
Right.
But now what about when you advance to the postseason and you're not playing those teams anymore?
Yeah.
What about when you're playing Milwaukee? You know, what about when you're playing Brooklyn and the star power is a little bit different? The pressure of the game raises. The magnitude of the game raises. Because I think we can all agree to the fact that James Harden is one of the best scorers to ever touch the NBA basketball floor.
Right.
But, come postseason time, he still leaves something to be desired.
No doubt. No doubt
about it. So that's the part that has to change.
Let me ask you this. Now, you were very high on Brooklyn when they had, you know, Harden in the big three.
Yep.
Are you just as high on them now? Do you think they're a long shot in the East, regardless of what happens tonight? But or where are you at on Brooklyn now?
For me, nothing's changed. Because for me, it's not really about the name. It's about the fit. That's everything I do. When we talk about postseason, offseason acquisitions and trades and so on and so forth,
Does it fit?
For me, it's all about the fit, not about the name. Russell Westbrook, I said the day that happened, this ain't going to work.
We all said it. We all said it, right?
But it's a lot of people that said it would. It's a lot of people that said it would because it was Russell Westbrook. I thought one of the best offseason acquisitions was Patty Mills because of his skill set. It's not about the name for me. It's about the fit. So when I look at Brooklyn, what Ben Simmons does is what they need. They need defensive versatility, a guy that can head downhill, collapse defenses, and find shooters. Pretty simple. Like, I don't think you can find a Batman and a Robin that was more oil and water than Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. What Ben Simmons needed Joel Embiid to do, he couldn't do, vice versa. But now Ben Simmons is in a situation where his skill set complements the stars, which is Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, extremely well. I love the fit in Brooklyn. Yes, I think they are a long shot, for sure.
But they're still a long shot, you think, just because they don't have the time together?
Yeah, just because of the ifs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is your feeling on Simmons? I mean, I would think a night like tonight where, number one, he comes to Philly, he overcomes a mental hurdle, and at least if this continues, his teammates are putting it on Philly. Like, do you think that would help him mentally when he does get back?
That's a good question.
Right now, I don't think the mental part is the issue. I think it's the physical setback that he had with his back during the ramp up. You know what I mean? That's the issue right now.
I hope that's
it's a lot of ifs, man. It's a lot of ifs with Brooklyn. But as long as when will the mandate and the restrictions be lifted? Right. Will that parallel soon with the NBA season?
Yeah, well, soon, because they're being lifted all over the country. It's lifted in L.A.
New York's lifted a few, but not the one, obviously, that he needs.
Yeah. Right. And their mayor said it's going to be a slow process. He said he's going to take his time. It's a slow process. So who knows if that process starts to run into April and May? Because the thing is, we would love to see it parallel with the NBA season. What if it doesn't? Now you have Kyrie solely for road games. That changes everything.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. I mean, I know people, we get it. LeBron is a big target, and positive and negative. He gets a lot of love when things go his way, and he gets a lot of blame when things don't go his way. How can you be a player of his caliber and talent, get to the basket, and pass up an attempt at the hoop? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No. I feel you.
But you're at the basket. I don't understand it.
So this is what I tell you. Last year, when Ben Simmons did what he did in the playoffs, I said at that time, we are sitting here acting like Ben Simmons is the only player to do this. The difference between LeBron James and Ben Simmons was the situation, the game.
That was as bad last night?
It's the same, but the thing, it happens, if you watch NBA League Pass, it happens once or twice a night because of the analytics of the NBA. Guys pass up wide open layups and dunks all the time for three-point shots.
That's true.
But that wasn't a three. He passed out to a two.
No, he passed out for a three.
No, he
passed out for a three.
Melo moved in.
Well, but it's a tie game.
Rob, we're saying the same thing. Okay. I see it every single night covering NBA games. And I'm sitting there watching games like, why would you pass up a wide open layup or dunk to kick it out to somebody for three? You know why? Because this is what teams want.
But you're right. Antonio, you're right. We see it all the time. But I'm saying not in that moment necessarily. You know what I mean?
The thing you don't just click off. You don't click off. You know what I mean? If that's how you're programmed, that's how you're programmed. Wow. You don't just click it off at the end of the game. Just like Ben Simmons, he's been doing that for his entire career a lot of the time. He has a pass-first mentality. This is one of the reasons that people always say, oh, you know what, which I think is one of the foolish arguments ever, that LeBron James doesn't have a killer instinct. If he did, he would have shot that basketball. He's always been the type of player that is about making the right play. He felt like that was the right play. But because of his resume, because of his cachet, because of his reputation, he won't catch the flat that Ben Simmons caught. And also, the game time, the situation, the magnitude of the game makes a difference as well. One was preseason, one was regular season, and one was game seven.
You see why we love him. That's our man, Antonio Davis.
Keeping it
real. Thank you for the knowledge, brother.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.